6:16 on this hump day Wednesday. The week is flying by, isn't it? Baltimore's big bad morning show on the Fan. Ravens taking on the Houston Texans. Texans at 6-3 right now. In first place in the AFC South. I think when you look at the best teams in the AFC right now, I mean, maybe when it's all said and done and you knock out all the wrinkles, Ed, and the Kansas City Chiefs get it together again, maybe they still have it in them. I think right now I would put the Houston Texans ahead of the Kansas City Chiefs, not just with the record. I know they both had 6 wins. One has 4 losses in Kansas City. But I think right now the Houston Texans, as we speak, better team.
Just have a better feel for them because they're more balanced, I think.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
And the Chiefs have shown they're struggling right now.
I think if the Texans need a stop, they can get a stop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at one team. I mean, I don't feel, as you said, you don't have that feel for them. However, coming to town right now at 6-3, if the Baltimore Ravens could win this game to go 8-2 and put them at 6-4, then they now have that inside track. And that first round bye is theirs to lose.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. Because it'll be tough, you know. Look, if they're an 11-win team, maybe more now, and that's not out of the question at this point. They can absolutely do this. You know, there's 7 games left. They win 4, they're an 11-win team. They win 5, they're a 12-win team. So that probably gets you a first round bye. You know, I'm assuming if New England keeps rolling the way they will, they'll be, you know, again, 13-win team or whatever. But the Ravens are really positioned well.
Yeah, here's the way it looks right now. If New England, coming off a bye, were to lose to the Eagles, which is very conceivable this week, and the Ravens beat the Texans, then they would jump to the number one seed. So this is a pivotal weekend. Even with the Patriots' loss, if the Ravens were to beat the Texans, they would effectively have a 3-game lead on the top 2 seeds in the AFC playoff picture. That's why this game is really big for Baltimore, no doubt about it.
It is. I mean, you look at, you know, what this could mean moving forward. But the Baltimore Ravens right now, the hottest team in the AFC, really, if you look at the 5-game winning streak, other than Seattle, no one has won more than 2. The Pittsburgh Steelers have won 4 in a row. But this is a football team right now that is the hottest team in the league right now. I mean, the offense is clicking. They've scored 300 points in 9 games. They've only given up 189. So you look at the defense that has suffered and a couple of weeks where they were giving up a lot of points, this defense has really taken a 180, Jerry.
Really has, with the additions that Eric DaCosta has made. And, yeah, they had a slip-up in stopping the run the other day. They'll be tested again by the Texans. But, yeah, I mean, this team is very much in the picture. You look at the way things stand right now, and their conference record is 5-2, so they win against Houston. That's another AFC conference team they beat head-to-head.
And they're the only team in the league, Ed, that scored 300 points. They're at 300 right now.
Yeah, they're number one offense in
the league. Yeah, it's just unbelievable with the amount of points that they put on the board.
Because to me, that's what matters. They do it by yards, which to me is dumb.
It's a completely asinine.
How many points you put up? You know what he scored. The only 300-point team. The 300 even. Then Chiefs are next, and it's all the teams you'd expect. The Patriots are 4th, Seahawks 3rd, Chiefs 2nd.
And the defense has had a big hand in that, of course, the last couple of games, scoring 5 touchdowns.
And I know, Mr. MVP has missed a couple of games, but the Chiefs have played one more game than the Ravens. And the Ravens have scored 16 more points.
Yeah.
And they've played one more game.
Right.
I know Mr. MVP's been out, but, you know, that's getting it done.
Yeah, what's more important is that they have the most points per game.
Yeah.
33.3.
True.
So, I mean, that's what you really got to look at because, you know, with people have had their buys already.
But you mean to tell me if I scored, if you scored 30 and I scored 20, but I had more yards, you win the game?
You're the number one offense.
Yeah. No. See, that's misleading, though, with the points, though.
It
because
is.
The defense puts up those points, as we were saying.
Remember 2000, though, when the Ravens were the number 2 defense in the league because Tennessee Titans gave up fewer yards.
Mm-hmm. The Ravens giving up 10 points a game.
That yard stat is just absolutely ridiculous. You would think by now they would change that. That's one of the things the NFL is kind of archaic on. Jerry, how important is this game on Sunday?
It is huge, considering the schedule, the way it looks right now. Don't see too many gimmies. Maybe the Browns. We'll see. But that's a team that has already beaten the Ravens. So it's huge. And having Houston on the road is also huge. I think the crowd noise hopefully will make a difference. Not that Houston hasn't faced that type of atmosphere. But remember, Houston's a funny situation because Bill O'Brien is running everything. And it seems like he doesn't care about the future. Like, if he's not around in a couple of years, they have traded away a number of draft picks.
You know why? And I don't think it's just Bill O'Brien. I think it's an organizational thing because, Jerry, this is not a team.
Well, he has no boss.
It's not a team that's an up-and-coming team is what I'm saying. I think maybe that's this is a team that's been in the playoffs for a couple of years, and they've been known for not being able to win in the postseason. I think they're further along in their playoff aspirations than a team that's just happy to get in right now. This is not if the New York Jets were 6-3 right now, where we just want to get in because we haven't been in so long. This is a team that's been a perennial playoff team. They're trying to win it all.
Yeah, because that's what happens. The expectations are much higher.
Yeah.
You mentioned teams like the Jets and others.
They just want to get in.
Of course, that's when they say at the beginning of the year, we think they can make the playoffs this year. Mm-hmm. That's all they'll say. And people did think that with the Jets before the season. They added some talent. They thought Darnold was going to take that step forward. So they were hoping that, the Jets would get as a wild card to make the playoffs, but no expectation to go any further.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But my point with the Houston Texans was Robert McNair is no longer running the show.
I know.
Bill O'Brien is doing everything, including trading away a guy like Jadeveon Clowney and bringing in a Laremy Tunsil and getting rid of a number of draft picks because he doesn't seem to care about the future. He wants to win right now with the Texans.
Well, I think you had to trade away Jadeveon Clowney because, he already said he wasn't resigning. You would have had to franchise him. And I know some people close to Jadeveon, and I told you this before the trade, Ed, Jadeveon wanted out of town.
Yeah.
He wanted to go somewhere where he was the lead guy. Mm-hmm. He had kind of gotten, and he had gone to J.J. Watt. It's not like a thing where he had something against J.J. Watt. He sat down and talked to J.J. Watt in the offseason,
J.J. Watt agreed with him.
Exactly. Yeah. It's your turn. Yeah, it's your time. So,
but it's not just Clowney. It's just the whole overall picture in Houston where they're gambling right now for the present, not the future. They're making moves that the Ravens would not make under Eric DaCosta, in my opinion. Look at some of the moves and some of the draft picks that they have given up, I don't think Eric DaCosta would be in the same boat.
Look at who the Ravens have just given up this year. All the draft picks they've given up. I mean, the guys that they drafted.
I'm talking about first-rounders. First-rounders.
Okay. Other than Jadeveon Clowney, who?
I'd have to go back and check some of the other.
Kenny Stills?
That was mentioned.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They've given away so many first-round draft picks. I can look it up and tell you.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, they're giving away the farm.
I'm not being combative in that because I think he is in a position where he almost has to because they've got to win some playoff games. I think the only one they have is the wild card game a couple of years ago back in, 16 when they beat the Oakland Raiders and came back and lost to the New England Patriots. I think people in Houston are getting a little restless, and they have to go on a long playoff run.
They've never been to a Super Bowl.
Right. Right. So that's that. He almost has to mortgage the future right now because he's got to win now or he may not be around.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.